الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم منبع العلم والحلم والحكم وآله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم Inshallah, today we are going to look two verses especially from Surah Yusuf, ayah number 86 and ayah number 95. In your handouts, if you see the other side, ayah number 86 and ayah number 95, we, as Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah Sunni, our Aqeedah of Tawheed and Risalat. Alhamdulillah, it is perfect. And we believe and we have evidences that we are not just blindly following. We have the evidences from Quran and Hadith. And there are so many translations of Quran. Quran ke saikadon logon ne, hazaron logon ne Quran Muqaddas ka tarjuma kiya hai. Duniya ki har zaban mein. Many people have translated the Quran in many, many languages. And all of them are not perfect in their translation. Because translation itself, it requires huge knowledge of the hadith in Quran and tafsir. For any mufassir, for any person writing the tafsir, first of all, he has to be a proper muhaddis. A person has to have the good knowledge in the hadith so that he can translate the Quranic verses in the light of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when it comes to tafsir, the best tafsir is one ayah is the tafsir for another ayah somewhere in the Quran. Ek ayat kareema ki tafsir dusri ayat se ho jaye, ye sabse behtar tafsir hai. Aur tafsir ka dusra jo source hai wo hadith paak hai ke you do the tafsir, the translation of the ayah in the light of hadith rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So of course you have to have the full knowledge of Quran and full knowledge of Hadith, and you have to be mufassir, muhaddis and faqih. Hamara jo aqeedah hai, hum follow karte hain Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ishq o Mohabbat Fazil Bareli Ala Hazrat radhiyallahu ta'ala anho ka wo diya hua anmol tohfa. Jab logon ne har taraf se attack kiya, apne apne andaaz se Quran Muqaddas ka tarjuma kiya aur anbiya alaihi salat wa taslim ki shaanon mein gustakhiyan ki, khaas taur par hamare aqa sayyid alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki shaan mein tarjuma ke nahaj mein tarjuma karke logon ne gustakhiyan ki, aisi gustakhiyon ko Imam Ahle Sunnat Fazil Bareli radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu ne ujagar kiya, zahir kiya aur unko unka sahi jawab diya. Aur iman ki roshni mein sahi tarjuma kya hona chahiye, Imam Ahle Sunnat ne hame wo ata farmaya. When people started translating Quran according to their own will and wish and in the light of their translation, they disrespected Anbiya alayhi salatu wa taslim, especially they respected the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam while translating. So Ala Hazrat Fazil Bareilly radiallahu ta'ala anhu pointed out those wrong translation, corrupted translation without knowing the fact and reality, and he gave us the true and right translation in the form of guidance. And we have Kanzul Iman, alhamdulillah. Kanzul Iman to har Sunni Musliman ke ghar mein hona chahiye, aur hame once in a while uska tarjuma padhkar us par amal karne ki hame koshish karni chahiye. Surah Yusuf is a Makki surah. And why it was revealed, the reason for revelation, the Jews ulama of the Jewish community asked Arab people to ask the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the story and moving from Syria to Egypt of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salat wa taslim and his brothers, his father and family members. How did they move and what is the story? So when Arab people ask this the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then in the response Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the whole Suratul Yusuf, telling each and every bit of information in the form of the Quranic verses. Subhanallah. They were surprised that how come the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not know all these stories, happenings, and he wasn't there. He did not learn anything from our books. How come he knows perfectly every single aspect in the story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa taslim? So it was the miracle and ilmul ghaib in the form of Suratul Yusuf which was given to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So before we go ahead, there is one ayah in Suratul Duha, ayah number 7. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَحَدَى, and that ayah has the relation directly with the ayah number 95 in Suratul Yusuf. Same dalal is used there and this dalal is also used here. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَحَدَى. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala ne aapko اپنی محبت میں خود رفتہ پایا, ڈوبا ہوا پایا, تو اور اپنی طرف راہ دی, اپنے طرف اور بلایا, اپنا قرب عطا فرمایا. او پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala found you deeply drowned into his love, then he gave you more closeness towards him. This is the true imani and proper ترجمہ. So dal means here drowned, deeply drowned, engrossed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there used to be a situation, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he used to be so much so drowned in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that in this ayah. So look at the translation, how many people, how they have translated, which is totally incorrect. So in your hands out, when you see here, there are so many translations which I have brought here into your notice. And if you want, the reference is from Quran.com. I did not make any of these. It is published in the website Quran.com, and they have translated according to their aqaid and according to their knowledge, and these translations are totally incorrect. These are against Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat. So aaj ke is dars mein aapko ye malum padega ki kin kin logon ne kis tarah se tarjuma kiya aur kaun sa galat tarjuma hai, ہمیں کس ترجمے کو پڑھ کر فالو کرنا ہے اور کس ترجمے کو پڑھ کر فالو نہیں کرنا ہے. سب سے پہلے ضیاءُل قرآن, دس از ٹرانسلیشن آف دی قرآن وچ از ریٹن بائی سید قطب. دس نیم از ویری فیمس ان یونیورسٹیز اینڈ کالجز ہیئر ان دس کنٹری اینڈ ویسٹرن کنٹریز. سید قطب اردو میں انہوں نے ترجمہ کیا کیا ہے, اور تمہیں ناواقف راہ پایا, ووجدہ کا ضالاً فہدہ. سو ہی از فوکسنگ دا ورڈز ضالاً, اور تمہیں ناواقف راہ پایا اور پھر ہدایت بخشی. معذلہ. سو وی اینڈ وی فاؤنڈ یو لاسٹ دین وی گائیڈڈ یو. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can never be lost. He can never be misleaded. He can never be, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him from day one, and he is a perfect person, because being lost is defect and deficiency. And all anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa taslim are free from any sort of error, defect and deficiency. So this translation is done by Sayyid Qutub, and the translation, the tarjama name is Fi Zilalul Quran. Number two, translated by Sayyid Abul A'la Maududi, the founder and the leader and rehber of Jamaat-e-Islami. Abul A'la Maududi, this name is very famous. Abul A'la Maududi is written by mistake Abul Ali Maududi. In fact, that is Abul A'la Maududi. What he translated, اور تمہیں ناواقف راہ پایا اور پھر ہدایت بخش, is the same thing. Both are the same. It means ابو الاعلیٰ مودودی was followed by سید قطب in translation. تو in their eyes, in their thinking and عقائد and علم, the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم معاذ اللہ was lost. And he was nowhere, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him. So this is also totally wrong. This is not the as per the aqaid of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. These aqaid are newly born, and they are homemade translation without the proper knowledge of Quran and Hadith. And the third one is Fateh Muhammad Jalandhari. He is a Deobandi from India, Jalandhar. His tarjama is also there. اور رستے سے ناواقف دیکھا تو رستہ دکھایا. کون سا راستہ, کون سا راستہ تھا جس سے ناواقف دیکھا؟ We found you lost from the path, so we showed you the path. What was the path the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was lost from? There is no path. He never lost. He was always on the right path, because he is the source of the guidance. And people read this verse number 7, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. Many innocent people who are not knowledgeable, who do not know the proper respect and ta'zim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will not perceive these. They will not even know about the difference and the insult which is happening here in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is Fateh Muhammad Jalandhari. And these translations are found there, out there. And one of them is Dr. Israr Ahmad. Many people are saying Dr. Israr Ahmad is very good speaker. He was a good guide. He was a good leader. He was not a good leader. He was not a good speaker. In terms of Aqidah, his belief was very similar to Deobandi, Wahhabi and Salafi. And these are the people whom many people follow. So his tarjama is Bayanul Quran. So if you go home and look into Quran.com, find this translation, you will see them. اور آپ کو تلاش حقیقت میں سرگردہ پایا تو ہدایت دی. Meaning, we found you looking for the reality, so we guided you. So here is also the meaning of being lost is there. So this is totally against the glory and shan of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne hamare nabi sayyid alam Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam ko hidayat ka sar chashma banaya. Koi aisa aib انبیاء علیہ الصلات و تسلیم میں پایا ہی نہیں گیا بلکہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نے انہیں عیب سے پاک اور پرفیکٹ بنایا اور ان کی حفاظت رب نے خود فرمائی اور اپنا قرب اور تقرب اللہ تعالی نے ہمارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو وہ قرب خاص عطا فرمایا جو کسی کو نہ ملا ہے نہ ملے گا. یہاں تک کہ معراج کو بھی آپ دیکھ لیں, the ascension of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was one of the most important and very special and unique miracles of the Prophet Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم which was never given to anyone. اور وہاں بھی اللہ تعالیٰ نے فَقَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ اَوْ أَدْنَى اپنا قرب خاص عطا فرمایا. کتنا قرب عطا فرمایا؟ اللہ knows the best and the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم knows the best. We are not to just get the scale and try to weigh how much knowledge, how much qurbat, how much closeness. We don't have any sort of, you know, certificate or qualification to say all these. These are all disrespect in the court of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now Muhammad Mahmudul Hasan, Deobandi founder. One of the Deobandi founder, Mahmudul Hasan, and what he translated, aur paya tujhko bhatakta fir raah sajai. Dekh inke Urdu tarjuma mein sab bhatka gumrah rasta bhatka hua, yahi inke tarjuma hai, kyunki inke aqaid mein anbiya alaihim salat wa taslim ke mutalliq yahi unko dars mila hai. زندگی بھر یہی پڑھتے رہے, زندگی بھر یہی بکتے رہے, زندگی بھر یہی کہتے رہے, اور اسی دلدل میں فس کے اس دنیا سے گئے, ہدایت ہی نہیں ملی. ہم تو وہ ہیں کہ ہم خداوند قدوس کا لاکھ شکر گزار ہیں, لاکھا کروڑوں احسان مند ہیں کہ پروردگار عالم نے ہمیں اہل سنت سے بنایا اور ہماری آنکھیں کھولی, ہمیں ہدایت عطا فرمائی, ہم پر خاص کرم اور فضل فرمایا کہ ہم حضور اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے سچے اور پکے ماننے والے, ان سے صحیح معنوں میں محبت کرنے والے اور صحیح ترجمہ کرنے والوں کے فالوورز میں سے اللہ نے ہمیں چنا اور بنایا. سبحانہ. And we can never compromise in our عقیدہ at all. دیکھیں دو چیزیں ہوتی نا, ایک فروعی مسائل, فقہی مسائل جس میں آپ اپنا اختلاف کر سکتے ہیں, جیسے دا اختلاف اینڈ دا ڈفرینسز امنگ فور ائمہ, دوز ڈفرینسز آر ان فروعی مسائل, ناٹ ان عقائد. ان عقائد آل آف دیم آر آن دا سیم پلیٹ فارم, آن دا سیم پیج. ان کے جو ڈفرینسز ہیں وہ فروعی مسائل میں ہیں, فقہی مسائل میں ہیں. قرآن و حدیث کی روشنی میں اللہ تعالیٰ نے جو انہیں علم عطا فرمایا, جو ہدایت اور گائیڈنس عطا فرمائی, اس کی روشنی میں جو انہیں سمجھ میں آیا اور جو صحیح سمجھا انہوں نے وہ امت کو پیش کیا, وہ فروعی مسائل ہیں. لیکن یہ بنیادی عقائد اور ضروریات دین میں ان میں سے کسی کا اختلاف نہیں ہے, سب کا بالاتفاق اجماع ہے کہ ہمارے آقا سید عالم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو اللہ تعالیٰ نے ہدایت کا سر چشمہ بنایا, منبع علم و حکم بنایا, اور پوری کائنات کی نعمتیں اللہ تعالیٰ نے آقا سید عالم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو عطا فرمائی. کوئی ایسی نعمت نہیں, آپ خود سوچیں, I let you think about it, کہ not even a single bounty which was not given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. एंड बीइंग लॉस्ट इज नॉट अ बाउंटी. वो तो एक नुकसान है, वो तो एक कमी है, वो तो एक अंधेरा है, चाहे वो एक मोमेंट के लिए क्यों ना हो. तो वो अंधेरा, वो कमी, वो डिफेक्ट, वो ऐब किसी नबी में नहीं है. हमारे नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की तो बात और शान ही अलग है. तिलकर रसूलो फव्वलना बादहुम अला बाद, अल्लाह ताला ने इन रसूलों में बात को बात पर फजीलत बख्शी और हमारे आका सैयद आलम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम को सरदार अंबिया बनाया. और आप इधर देखें, महमूदुल हसन इनका तफसीर कुरान जो है, इट इज ऑल्सो वेरी फेमस. और फिर आप नीचे आए, मोहम्मद जहांगीर, इनका भी तर्जमा देखें, और तुझे राह और तुझे राह भूला पाकर हिदायत नहीं दी. अल्लाहु अकबर. एंड यू फॉरगॉट द पाथ सो वी डिड नॉट गाइड यू. अल्लाहु अस्तगफिरुल्लाह. ऑल ऑफ देम से द सेइंग दैट वी गाइडेड यू एंड ही सेइंग वी डिड नॉट गाइड यू. तो इनके तर्जमा और इनकी तफसीर का आलम यह है कि इनका तर्जमा बजाय ईमान ताजा करने के, ये तो ईमान से खारिज कर रहा है आपको. और लोग इसको आसान लेते हैं कि हमें लोगों से तर्जमा किसे क्या मतलब है, हमें ये मौलवियों और आइम्मा और उलमा के झगड़े हैं, ये उनके मसाइल हैं. मेरे दोस्तों, अकायद के मसाइल मेरे और आपके सब के बराबर हैं. अगर आपका अकीदा ही दुरुस्त नहीं है तो आपका कोई भी अमल काबिल कबूल नहीं होगा. एंड वहीदुद्दीन खान ये कहते हैं, और तुमको मुतलाशी पाया तो तुमको राह दिखाई. वी फाउंड यू सीकिंग so we guided you. So everyone is thinking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam azallah was lost, he was not in the guidance, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala found you lost, so he guided him. Ab hame yahan par surah yusuf ki ayat e kareema ko main relate karunga. Wa wajadaka dallan fahda dall, uske ek maane gumrahi ke bhi aate hain. One of the meaning is gumrahi, but not every time, everywhere, all the time you are going to translate dal as a gumrahi. Quran Muqaddas ka tarjama aur Arabic language itna rich hai ki uska tarjama before and after se bhi hota hai, siyaq o sabaq se bhi hota hai, story se bhi hota hai ki qissa kya chal raha hai aur kaun sa बेस्ट सेंस यहां बनेगा. अकॉर्डिंग टू द सेंस भी उसका तर्जमा होता है और कुरान और हदीस की रोशनी में किया जाता है. हमारे इमाम अहले सुन्नत फाजिल बरेली रजी अल्लाह तआला अन्हु ने जो तर्जमा किया है वो ये तर्जमा किया है कि वह वजदा का दौलन फादा, अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला फाउंड यू ड्राउंड इन टू हिज लव, देन ही गेव यू मोर क्लोजनेस टू हिमसेल्फ. और अल्लाह ताला ने अपनी रहमतें नाजिल फरमाई, बरकतें नाजिल फरमाई और अपने करीब करके अल्लाह ताला ने और आपको बुलंदी दर्जात अता फरमाई. अब वेयर डिड वी फाइंड दिस तर्जमा, हाउ डिड वी फाइंड? सो गो बैक टू सूरह यूसुफ आयत नंबर 95. قال انما اشكو بثي وحزني الى الله واعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون. Number one, and ayat number 95 is قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَفِي ضُلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ. Dulal is also here, and let's look at the meaning of this dulal. Is this dulal meaning the being lost or gumrahi, misguided, or what is the meaning of this? Ab yahan par Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salat wa taslim ke walid Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam ke bare mein उनकी शान और उनकी हालत का तर्जमा इस आयत करीमा में है. आप सब जानते हैं स्टोरी हजरत यूसुफ अलैहि सलात व तस्लीम. दे वर 12 ब्रदर्स, टू ऑफ देम वर फुल ब्रदर्स, हजरत यूसुफ अलैहि सलाम एंड हजरत बिन्यामीन. सो हजरत यूसुफ अलैहि सलात व तस्लीम विथ हिज अदर ब्रदर बिन्यामीन, दे वर फुल ब्रदर. एंड سیدنا یعقوب علیہ الصلات و تسلیم ہیڈ ویری اسپیشل اینڈ انٹینسو لو وتھ سیدنا یوسف علیہ الصلات و تسلیم مور دین ادر 10 برادرس اینڈ دیٹ از ہیومن نیچر دیٹ کین ہیپن اینڈ ون آف دی ریزنز واز دیٹ دیئر مدر پاسڈ اوے ان دیئر چائلڈہڈ سو بیکاز آف دیٹ حضرت یعقوب علیہ الصلات و تسلیم ہیڈ مور لو اینڈ افیکشن ٹوورڈ سیدنا یوسف علیہ الصلات و تسلیم اینڈ دی ادر ریزن واز ہی نیو دیٹ ہی از دی نبی آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی سو ون نبی ڈیفینیٹلی وڈ ہیو مور لو فار اندر نبی دین ادر پیپل سو دس واز دی ریزن وین ہز ادر 10 برادرز وین دے آبزرو آل دیز دے ور سو مچ جیلس دے ہیڈ اینوی And they could not see. So they took Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu taslim with them. They're saying that we are taking him. And it is very famous story. They had very bad intention to just finish him so that once Yusuf alayhi salatu taslim will no longer be there, then we will have more attention from our father. That was their intention. So they took him and while they were taking him from their father, they were pretending to having more love for Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu taslim and more feelings, more respect, and they took him. When they took him away, so they, first of all, some of them, they said, let's kill him. Let us finish him and kill him. Some of them, they suggested, there is a well, just put him, just throw him in the well and he will finish. So they decided to throw him in the well and they put him in the well. And that time, when they left him from up while he was going down to the well before he could reach the bottom level, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wa taslim come to the fastest speed and take Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa taslim before he goes down to the bottom of the well. Subhanallah. And they thought, he is finished now. We have put him in the well and he is finished. A tribe came and when they put the bucket into the well, a person found a ghulam, found very handsome boy, person. They said, Qala Bushra, ya hada ghulam, what a glad tiding, we found this good, very handsome boy. And their brother, they came back and they made the story that they said that he is disobedient slave of his master and he is our slave, he is very disobedient, so we put him there. If you want, we can sell it to you. Allahu Akbar. Then they sold Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu taslim into the hands of tribe, and in this way Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu taslim was taken to Egypt there, Misr, and he stayed there. He had long time. And they came back to their father, to Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu taslim, and they said, what a sad news. Wolf has eaten him. We tried our best. And they brought his shirt kameez and their kameez, and they had some shed of blood, and they said, this is the blood, and he's finished. And Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wa taslim was so into his love, into love of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa taslim, that he was crying out of his sadness and cry and tears. His eyes became white. But as you know, our aqidah is he was not blind, because being blind is a deficiency, and that is the aif for Nabi, and all Anbiya alayhimus salatu wa taslim are free from all sort of aif. Yeah, his eyesight became very down because of the tears and crying and the sadness. So when When they found that it has been so long time, still Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wa taslim is showing his same amount of love, strength of love for Yusuf alayhi salatu wa taslim, then said, قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَفِي ضُلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they said, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are still deeply drowned in your old love of your son, subhanallah. So dalal is here, you are still deeply drowned, engrossed in the love of your son. So here, all these people who have translated, all these I have mentioned, Urdu mein bolte na, dandi marte hain. Yahan par unhone mazallah gumrahi ka tarjama kiya, aur yahan aakar love ka tarjama kiya. Yahan par correct kar liya apne aap ko. To wahan in wawajadaka dhallan fahada, they translated as a misleaded and lost one. And here they have translated the love. All of them they said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Allah, you are drowned, you are engrossed in the love of your old. You have the same love. So our aqeedah says here, this ayah is the support of our aqeedah that Anbiya alayhi salatu wa taslim are not lost. Whenever this dalal word is used with Anbiya alayhi salatu wa taslim, that is the meaning of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being drowned, being engrossed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the fikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the meaning of our aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. So when you read the translation of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Fazil Bareli radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, so you can have this ayah as a very big support in the translation of wa wajadaka dhallan fahada. And you can, once you have known this, you can defeat and you can tell them those translations are corrupted translations and those are not true translations and we are not to follow them. We cannot follow them because those are not true aqidah. True aqidah is based on the teaching and preaching of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the founder and the defender of these corrupt is Ala Hazrat Imam Ahlus Sunnah Fazil Bareli radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So this one ayah 95 proves that dalal does not always mean gumrahi and being misled and being lost in the path. Dalal, when it comes to Anbiya alayhi salatu wa taslim, it means being drowned in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or in the love of someone, as Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wa taslim was in the love of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa taslim. And the second ayah is about ilmul ghaib. What is our aqeedah about the knowledge of the unseen? This is also one of the basic foundation of our aqeedah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in multiple places in the Holy Quran. One of them is Surah Al-Imran, ayah number 178. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُطْلِعَكُمْ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْتَبِي مِنْ رُسُولِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give the knowledge of unseen to anyone, but whomever he likes, he chooses, he gives the knowledge of the unseen. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he was given the knowledge of the unseen. Our aqeedah and our belief is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ilm is his personal ilm, his zati knowledge. No one gave him knowledge. And his knowledge does not have any beginning, any ending, and it is his own knowledge. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's knowledge of the unseen is the ata'i, is given knowledge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever there was a time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the knowledge. After he was given the knowledge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then definitely he had the knowledge of the unseen, ilmul ghaib. So here in the second ayah, ayah number 86, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu taslim said that I put all my anxieties and issues and depression into the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I do not want to complain to anyone else. I do not want to explore and expose to anyone else. My Allah is the best who can help me, and He knows the best about the situation, and He connected Himself in all situations. Though He was in sadness, though He was crying after Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu taslim, though He was in pain, and He knew that all these my 10 sons are lying. They lied to me. But He had the firm knowledge that Yusuf alayhi salatu taslim is still alive, and one day I am going to see him. Subhanallah. So he said, وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, and I know from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what you don't know. Subhanallah. What he knew, that was ilmul ghaib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the knowledge, gave him the ilm, and he saw by his vision, by his spiritual vision, that Yusuf alayhi salatu wa taslim, neither he is killed nor he is eaten by any wolf. He is still alive, and one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him the king of Egypt, and we are all going to see him one day. Subhanallah. So how this knowledge came to Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wa taslim, this is ilmul ghaib. Ilm ghaib, the knowledge of the unseen. And if people are denying the knowledge of the unseen, what would be their answer in this regarding this ayah? How Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wa taslim knew, and he is saying in the form of Quran that I know what you don't know, because those 10 brothers, they did not know that the fact is going to open one day. They were thinking that we are winner, and we have just sold him. Our father will forget about him, and we are going to get more attention, and Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu taslim will never come back, will never meet him, and will never be able to meet the father. The father said, you don't know what I know, because your knowledge and your ilm is according to your understanding, and my knowledge is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was also ilmul ghaib. And the last and final point is, anything is related to Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa taslim or awliya ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, that becomes blessed. We can get the roshni, we can get the treatment, cure from any sort of disease. That's what our aqidah and belief is. The qamis, the shirt of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa taslim, he gave this qamis. Ayah number is 92. Idhabu bi qamisi haza. If you look, 92 is not mentioned here, but ayah number 92. Idhabu bi qamisi haza. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa taslim gave this qamis used by himself, and he said, take this qamis and give it to my father, put on his eyes, and his eyesight will become back to normal. Subhanallah. فَأَلْقَاهُ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ فَارْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا. When they put that qamis on his eyes, the eyesight came restored and became normal. Subhanallah. So what was the faiz and barakah came into that qamis, because that was related to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa taslim. So anything has the nisbat to Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa taslim, that is no longer common, that is blessed, full of blessings, that can be used as a treatment, that can be used to cure the disease, what we have into our hearts. So Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa taslim's qamis was put on the eyes of his father Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wa taslim, and people saw this. So if his qamis can bring the blessings and back eyesight back to normal, then what about the qamis of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or anything is related to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So our 3 points, which are base of our aqidah, anything related to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or any anbiya is not normal, that those become unique and blessed and powerful, and they can be used as the treatment and medicine. And Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa taslim, they are never misleaded or lost. They are always drowned in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dalal word, whenever it is used with Anbiya alayhi salatu wa taslim, that means being drowned in the love. And ilmul ghaib, all Anbiya alayhi salatu wa taslim were given the knowledge of the unseen. And who is the giver of the knowledge of the unseen? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives something to His beloved Anbiya alayhi salatu wa taslim, who we are to deny? Al-Hazrat Imam Ahl-Sunnat Fazil Bareli radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he wrote Hisamul Haramain or Husamul Haramain, and he brought so many evidences of the knowledge of the unseen. When Arab people saw this, some of them say, Allahu yu'ti wa hum yamna'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the knowledge of the unseen to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and these corrupted people are denying for this reality. Allahu yu'ti wa hum yamna'un. Allah ta'ala ata karta hai aur ye mana karte hai. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more firmness into our aqeedah, into our belief, into our aqaid. If your aqeedah is not good, you cannot have the foundation. You cannot have any building of your ibadat on the foundation if the foundation is weak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more tawfiq and hidayah. Thank you very much for listening. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our iman and our aqeedah, our foundation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more hidayat and true understanding of understanding those who are not true. Because nowadays it is very difficult to understand. Pehchanna bada mushkil hai. Log to aakar dua mein bhi shamil ho jayenge, khatam mein bhi shamil ho jayenge, aur apne aap ko sabse bade sunni manenge, kabhi kabhi salat o salam bhi pad lenge, lekin itna hi kafi nahi hai mere dosto. You have to believe that wrong person is wrong, right is right. Hum dua karte na, Allahumma arinal haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'ahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show us the righteous people and give us the tawfiq to follow them. And wa arinal batila batilan warzuqna istinabahu, and show us the wrong people and give us the tawfiq to keep ourselves away from them. Kuch log to aisa karte na ke remain silent, bas aap bhi sahi, aap bhi sahi. Mere dosto, insaan khamosh nahi rehta, wo to goonga shaitan hai fir. Aapko kuch na kuch bolna hai na, you have to say something. If you remain silent, it means you are supporter indirectly. You have to say yes or no. If you agree, say yes and go with them. If you disagree, say no and keep them away from yourself. تو یہ عادت خاموش رہنے والی اور یہ گونگا شیطان بننے والی, اس عادت کو اپنے دل سے نکال کر پھینکیں اور صحیح مضبوط اور فرم بن جائیں. اللہ تعالی ہم سب کی نجات فرمائے اور عشق رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی اور بھی ہمیں مزید دولت عطا فرمائے. ربنا آتینا فی الدنیا حسنة وفی الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. واللہ پروردگار عالم, جو کچھ ہم نے سیکھا اور سکھایا اور حق کا پیغام, تیرے حبیب اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی شان اور عظمت کا پیغام لوگوں تک پہنچائے, اللہ مجھے اور سارے سامعین کو جزائے خیر عطا فرمائے. اللہ, if there is any mistake knowingly or unknowingly for presenting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more tawfiq to have our firm aqeedah and belief and to have the immense love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us away from those who are batil aqeedah, who are following the batil aqaid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our eyes to understand the true مذہب اہل سنہ والجماعہ, and give us توفیق to follow مسلک اعلی حضرت. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی جن لوگوں نے آرگنائز کیا, کمیٹی ممبرز اینڈ برادرز, اور جو یہاں پر اپنا وقت قیمتی نکال کر آئے, اور ہماری ماں بہنیں اور حضرات جو ریڈیو کے ذریعے سماعت کر رہے ہیں, اللہ ان کی سماعت کو قبول و منظور فرما, اور ہم سب کو اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق رفیق عطا فرمائے. وصلى الله تعالى على رسول خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. جزاكم الله خيرا. A refreshment is at the back, please take it.